Yeah, good afternoon and you're welcome here to Father McNamara Park here for the Under 21A County Final. Both teams ready to go and we're going to give you a quick lineup of the teams. Jack Miscara for Gunlow. In goals is Rachel Daly, Claudia Nash, Susan Daly, and Holly McGee is the full back line. The half back line is Alison Madden, Kira Dial, and Alison McGee. Amy Barrett, Nash and Corrie midfield. Aoife Power, Linda Daly, and Rachel Minogue with Cleona McNamara, Jennifer Daly, and Elva Rogers. And the game is on, and the ball is with Sinead Power. Sinead Power, who is just back from injury for Aina Kildemona. We'll give it Aina Kildemona team in a minute. The ball is with Amy Barrett. Aina Kildemona in their green and yellow jerseys. Scarf of Gunlow in their traditional light blue jerseys and dark blue skirts, and nearly free for Aina Kildemona. Rebecca Keaton is in goals. Hannah Shannon, Michelle Meskell, and Michaela Rowan is there. Or Jane Fitzgerald, Michelle Meskell, and Hannah Rowan is. Michelle Rowan is the full back line. The half back line is Claire Heher, Cathy Cullinan, I'm not sure who that is, and Leisha Ryan. Midfield is Avian Ryan and Andrea O'Keefe, Sarah Coote, Teresa Keefe, and Chloe Foody, Patricia Coote, Amy Keating, and we're not sure who the Sinead Power is, the other corner for. So there's the first score of the game here for Aina Kildemona. Sinead Power has lined out at centre forward for Aina Kildemona. So the first score in the game is gone to Aina Kildemona, and the puck out Scarra for Gunlow defending the goals at the dressing room, and a good puck out there over the head from the puck out from Edgehead. Ball is with Aoife Power in, but she's beaten in touch by Cathy Cullinan gets the ball away to Claire Heher, gets the ball up a wing up for Teresa Keefe. Teresa Keefe, the ball goes down towards Holly McGee and Patricia Coote. Holly McGee trying to get up for Scarra for Gunlow. And as Pat McNamara says, the cream of Camogie on here, and a push there on the back of Alison Madden, and a free for Scarra for Gunlow, going to be taken by the centre back, Kira Dye, named at middle of the field, but playing at the heart of the defence. A free, 50 metres out from the Scarra for Gunlow goal. As I said, Rebecca Keating and Kira Rye, his step ball down towards the corner, down looking for Aoife Power. Ball goes down towards Cleona Mack and Michaela Rohan. Well, the ball is in there as Cleona Mack trying to get the ball through for Scarra for Gunlow. The ball comes in towards Aoife Power. Aoife, one of the stars, got player of the match in the Munster final, but her ball goes into the middle. It only comes as far as Claire Heher with a suspect hand pass, but gets the ball away to Avian Ryan. Avian Ryan getting away from Linda Daly. Avian Ryan getting the ball up. The ball got knocked down there by Sinead Power, and Kieran Ryan gets it there for Scarra for Gunlow. Gets the ball off to Rachel Minogue. Minogue throws the ball up in traffic, where she's going to be robbed by Sinead Power. Kieran Dyle goes back, but beaten in touch by Avian Ryan. Amy Barrett goes back. A pass out towards Andrea O'Keefe. Andrea O'Keefe gets away from the touch of Amy Barrett on this stage. Here's O'Keefe, gets a high ball in from Andrea O'Keefe. A shot, and there's the second point of the game. Pat McNamara, 2 points. Good stuff for Aina Kildemona.
Very good stuff. Though, indeed, you can see clearly they're well up for this game. They're tackling very intensely. They're chasing everything. Scarra for Gunlow, obviously, they've started the best they can, but Rachel got caught there with position in the middle of the field, just threw the ball up with a couple of rounds, or maybe needed to just offload it to somebody in a better position. But a good start to the game, pitch in good condition. So Scarra for Gunlow now on the attack, and we're looking for their first score.
And the ball goes down towards Jennifer Daly. Jennifer Daly has a run and goal here. Here's Jennifer Daly, and she's going to be pulled down by Claire. In fairness, I thought it was a high tackle there pulled back by Claire Heher, but she gets away with it. Gets it out to Michelle Meskell. Meskell takes a bit of traffic. Gets it out to Heher. Jennifer Daly, I think, Pat, on another occasion, there might have been a free in there.
Very surprised Kevin Walsh didn't give that. She was hauled down. There's no question about it. Bearing down on goal, only the goalie to beat. Hauled down from behind. Definite free, in my opinion. So really surprised he didn't give that. If that was out in the middle of the field, he'd have given it, or on the half back line, he'd have given it without question. Great score for Scarra for Gunlow.
Great score from Linda Daly. Great reply there from Linda Daly. 2-1 in favour of Aina Kildemona. But a quick repass, Linda Daly. Jennifer was pulled down, but the free wasn't given, but the ball rung out to Linda Daly, and she broke past Claire Heher, put the ball over the bar. 2-1 in favour of Aina Kildemona. Rebecca Keaton, good puck out from Keaton, gets it down on top, right down on top of the centre forward. Blocked down between Kira Dyle and Eve and Sinead Power. Ball breaks to Andrea O'Keefe. Andrea O'Keefe being chased there by Alison McGee. But the ball breaks into Susan Daly. Daly does well and clears that ball out the field, looking out for Elva Rogers. Elva Rogers puts up the hand. She's been marked tightly by Jane Fitzgerald. The ball comes in to Linda Daly. Linda Daly gets away from Claire Heher once again, and she puts the ball in over the top for Cleona McNamara. Cleona McNamara and Michaela Rohan. Here comes Cleona McNamara. She's bearing down and goal. Cleona McNamara again, and the ball is tipped off. Good play there by the fullback Michelle Meskell. But I've had good lively start to this game.
Great start to the game, and as I said at the beginning in the warm up there with Owen, the pitch in good condition, and the day overhead, and actually there's lots of blue sky appearing now. The sky was on the ground there 2 hours ago today. You could hardly see around you, but typical late November day. But it's actually brightened up. But the pitch is in super condition, and great defending by Mescal there, but also a good bit of work by Cleona McNamara to put the pressure on and win the 45. So 45 is now being taken by Aoife Power from nearly the centre. Let's see what she'll do with it.
Yeah, Aoife Power, she wins and she strikes this one. And straight and through, we're level pegging here in Father McNamara Park. 2 points all here in this broadcast you brought in association with Derek Credit Union. Just over 5 minutes gone on our outside broadcast, sponsored by Michael Long Construction. Here comes Rebecca Keaton. Great puck out from Keaton, goes straight down the middle. Going to be blocked down by Amy Barrett, but it comes to Andrea O'Keefe. Andrea O'Keefe gets away from Amy Barrett on this occasion, but Amy gets back and gets the ball away from Andrea O'Keefe. Rachel Minogue gets in there for Scarif O'Gunlow, tries to get away. Good hand pass out to Linda Daly. Daly gets a great ball in over the top towards Jennifer Daly. The ball is going to break into Rebecca Keaton. Keaton, good goalkeeping there from the goalkeeper, very experienced goalie. Gets the ball out the wing towards Tracy O'Keefe, the county senior, gets away from Alison Metton on this occasion. As the ball goes up the wing, the ball is going to break down towards Holly McGee. McGee gets out for, tries to get the ball up, and here comes Ciara Dye, but McGee tries to get up. A lot of fumbling going on there in these early stages. Sinead Powell gets that ball back out towards Tracy O'Keefe. O'Keefe gets the ball back towards Linda Daly. Linda Daly misses the ball, it comes to Claire Heher. And Heher, a late pull there by Linda Daly. I'm not sure. I think Claire Heher made the most of that on that occasion. And it is going to be a card, is it, for Linda Daly, or a chicken for Linda Daly? Did you see that one, Pat?
I thought it was a flick of the hurley, but I thought it was absolutely nothing. Very, very light. But Kevin happened to be standing 2 yards away and give it. And if he was standing 2 yards away from the tackle on Linda Daly earlier on, which was breaking down and goal, maybe he'd have given it as well. But not to be critical, but I thought it was very, very little indeed. But in fairness, he hasn't brandished a card or anything. But there was no card there, but barely a foul. He's given the free anyway from the middle of the field.
Yeah, and a free going to be taken by Claire Heher. Claire, who was giant captain of UL when they won the Ashburn. And, or is Amy Keaton, actually. She's left it for Amy Keaton. Amy has been a tremendous free taker. And that one is there a tail on that one? Indeed, there is a tail on that one. Gone out to the left-hand side and gone wide, and the score remains 2 points all. I suppose, Pat, whatever breeze is in it, is probably advantage favour 9 o'clock in the first half.
Yeah, Rebecca Keating's puck outs are travelling well past midfield. Great puck outs indeed, but the breeze is a light help. And we can feel the breeze. there's a bit of a sting in that breeze as well from the right as we look into the pitch. But 9 o'clock on the run again, but he's given a free out for Scarif O'Gunlow for something he saw. It'll tap on somebody, and free out for Scarif O'Gunlow.
Yeah, it's a free out for Scarif O'Gunlow. I'm not sure what he is looking at wrong on that. She ran past Ciara Dial. I'm not sure what the free was given for, but Kevin has his own rules, and he gave the free. 7 minutes gone here in the first half. 2 points all. The free going to be taken by Ciara Dial. Ciara Dial hits that ball down towards the corner, looking for Linda Daly. And the ball goes over the top towards Elva Rogers. Here comes Rogers for Scarif O'Gunlow. Elva trying to break through. She's been pulled back by Jane Fitzgerald. There is an advantage accruing. In fairness, we might give out about it, but he had to hand up barely. And it's a free in for Scarif O'Gunlow and Elva Rogers. And indeed, Pat, there is gaps in that high in the Kilmona defence.
It's interesting there earlier on. A couple of balls went in from midfield from Scarif O'Gunlow, and their own full forward lines. He'd be slightly too far out. Rebecca Keating picked one easily enough there, but the one previous to that, all right, led to the chance for Linda Daly, I think. But they seem to be playing, leaving a little bit of space inside, so the ball goes in over their heads and they're taking on the players. Elva Rogers did very well for a young player to win that against an experienced defender like Jane Fitzgerald, and did very well to hold her ground and be physical enough to take the knock and win the free. So the free has been tapped over by Aoife Power. So now 3-2 in favour of Scarif O'Gunlow.
Yeah, 3 points to favour Scarif O'Gunlow, and here comes the puck out coming from Rebecca Keaton. Where is she going to go with this one? I see they have tactics Aoife Kilmona of opening up the defence and getting the runners. Ball goes down on top of Sinead Power and Ciara Dial. Dial breaks a great block down towards Amy Barrett. Amy Barrett switches the play across, looking for Rogers, and the ball gets in past Jane Fitzgerald. Here comes Elva Rogers for Scarif O'Gunlow. Elva Rogers is being chased by Lisa. Gets a great ball in towards Aoife Power. Aoife Power, a shot over the bar, 4-2. That's a great reply from Scarif O'Gunlow after giving up the first 2 points. Pat
McNamara. Score of the game. Score of it. First of all, a great block, a bat out by Ciara Dial to find Amy Barrett. Amy Barrett, a brilliant ball up to Elva. Elva found her player, brilliant finish, score of the game, brilliant score for Scarif O'Gunlow, showing all, I suppose, the experience and the calmness and the old, you know, experience they've gained over the last few months, particularly.
And the ball is here. It's careful going now here, and it's a free a foul given. I'm not sure what the foul. There's a few bodies in front of us there, but Kevin Blood, in fairness, I'm not sure there was into a foul on Tracy O'Keefe by Ellison Madden. Ellison is shaking head. She doesn't think there's a free in, but he's given the free. It's 4 points to two in favour of Scarlett. As we clock tick on 10 minutes here in the first half. Entertaining first 10 minutes here, and a free for Amy Keating. 40 yards out from the goals at the dressing room ends, about 10 yards in, 15 yards in from the sideline. And here comes Amy. She has one free miss at this stage, but a free taker supreme like Amy Keating, you don't expect her to miss too many. Indeed, there's a tail, and this one again has gone to the left-hand side, or right-hand side of the post, and gone wide again. And Pat, no great reason. I know Amy getting the distance, but not getting the target.
Yeah, surprisingly, she's pulled both of those to the left. The first one was a harder one, it was about maybe 60, 65 metres out. That was only about 35 to 40 metres out, obviously, on the left a bit, all right. And as I said, a super free taker normally, but free taking is not, you know, they're not machines. Sometimes they can just go wrong if it doesn't come up right or whatever. Any little thing can put it off, and that's what happened there.
And the ball of Avian Ryan, blocked down by Kira Dyle, but comes back out to Leisha Ryan. Leisha Ryan gets the ball up. Ellison McGee and Avian Ryan. Avian Ryan gets it for Aina Kilimona. Cutting in, coming 40 yards out from the goal, trying to get away from Clodagh Nash. Avian Ryan with a good ball across the goal, the shot, and it's going to be trying to be blocked in there by the corner for Patricia Cooper, but it goes out to the right hand side and gone wide. And the score remains Scarlett 4 points, Aina Kilimona 2 points. Puck out coming for Rachel Daly. Here comes Rachel. She switches the puck out, goes this side down towards Jennifer Daly, and the wing back was Cathy Cullen. He goes into the middle towards Aisling Curry or Linda Daly. Linda Daly is beaten in touch by Cathy Cullen, but Daly gets up and tries to get away from Claire Heher. Gets a great ball into her sister Jennifer Daly. Here comes Jennifer. Jennifer opens the shoulders. A shot from Jennifer Daly. 5 points to two. That's tremendous play, Pat McNamara.
But what a finish by Jennifer. But I have to say, Linda Daly's winning of that ball. She was under enormous pressure. Seemed to have lost it first. Fought it back. Fought back again, I think, of a great hurley pass to her sister. So super point. I think the Leo, what's showing here is the actual competitive matches, the really tough, savage competitive matches Scarlett Fagundal have had most of these girls in the last maybe couple of months that maybe Aina Colmo didn't have, is standing to them, and that's why they're, you know, maybe winning some of those 50-50 battles. However, Aina Mona is still very dangerous.
Here comes Andrea O'Keefe. Andrea O'Keefe gets away from Amy Barrett and passes us to the sister, to Andrea. Andrea blocked by Rachel Daly, tips it over the bear. 5 points to three. Good reply from the O'Keefe sisters combining well. Teresa got away from Andrea, got away from Amy Barrett, passed to Teresa. Teresa over the bear.
Sisterly combinations working both ways there, within, I suppose, within a minute of each other, the Dalys and the O'Keefes. And I suppose four of those players we just mentioned, those two double sisters, outstanding young players in Clare Camogie at the moment.
And again, Linda Daly leaves Claire Heher and gets the ball in towards Aoife Power. Aoife Power switches the play across, looking for Rachel Minogue. Rachel Minogue, the ball, drops the ball at the vital time, but Avian Ryan is in there. Elva Rogers side again for Scarlett Fagundla. Indeed, Elva Rogers has it for Scarlett Fagundla. A shot from Elva. That's a tremendous score from the young starlet, Elva Rogers. But great play from Linda Daly, who's leading Claire Heher and Mary Dance there in the first 20 minutes. Great ball to Power. Power across to Rogers. Great combination play, Pat.
Well, again, Scarlett Fagundla's teamwork is outstanding. And but we'll have to hand it to Elva Rogers. She's 16, Leo, to win that ball in a ruck of players, beat her players, and find room with a wristy swing, shorten the grip, over the bar, off her right hand side. A brilliant point from young Elva Rogers.
And the ball is out around the middle of the field. Who's going to win the battle of this one? And the ball is with Chloe Foody. Foody is a strong player. She gets away from Ellison McGee, gets the ball in towards, but it's Susan Daly who's minding the house inside. Susan Daly clears that ball, looking for Jennifer Daly. Jennifer Daly, she puts up her hand, but she's batted away by Cathy Cullen. It comes to Amy Barrett, herself and Andrea O'Keefe are having a tremendous battle. Barrett does an excellent play. Great ball, switches the play across, looking for Rachel Minogue and Leisha Ryan. Rachel Minogue using her experience, using her body, and turns Leisha Ryan, gets the ball down to Jane Fitzgerald. Jane Fitzgerald is beaten, but it's Elva Rogers. Here's Elva coming in for Scarlett Fagundla. Elva, is Elva going to shoot? A shot of Elva, unfortunately, has a tail and maybe would have been better off playing it across to Aoife Power, but I tell you, for a young player playing very well, it's 6 points to three. Double scores here in Father McNamara Park. 14 minutes gone here in an entertaining first half. Rebecca Keaton going to go long, goes out the side, out towards Tracy O'Keefe. Tracy O'Keefe puts up the hand. She gets away from Ellison Madden, but Jennifer Daly is in. Her first touch not the best on this occasion. There was a slight push in the back by Tracy O'Keefe, but she got away with it. Just challenges her. They're hard. Andrea O'Keefe and Amy Barrett haven't heard. But but it's Jennifer Daly trying to get it up and the ball. Oh, there's a high pull there, but I tell you what, it's all action here as the ball breaks out to Linda Daly. Linda Daly, Andrea O'Keefe, she's the one player frying the Kilmona, but there's a pullback there by Linda Daly, freeing. Tremendous battles all over the field, Pat.
Oh, it's a high quality game, Leo, in fairness. It's a magnificent game to watch. One of the things that's noticed is every time the ball goes up to the left corner, Elva Rogers certainly has the measure of Jane Fitzgerald. Jane Fitzgerald can't get near the ball at the moment, and if enough ball goes into Elva, and maybe occasionally Elva can look around and maybe find the player as well, but she has finished a brilliant score already.
Yeah, the
Scariff O'Gunn is certainly getting great joy up the left wing.
And here's the first shot from Amy Gaten. Her first attempt, or third attempt, at a free over the bar, 6-4. Pass a bit of information that came from one of our knowledgeable people there, Claire Hinchy, that Kevin Walsh, the referee, celebrating a birthday today. She says it's 50.
She says 50. Well, sure, he doesn't look a day over 50, I suppose, or maybe 40, if you like. But my phone has gone off there. I'll just say to him, maybe he was celebrating last night. Maybe it's affecting his eyesight, one or two decisions there. However, Kevin is a great referee, in fairness to him.
Yeah, and a great, and what a bit of daylight robbery there from Jennifer Daly as Michelle Meskel put up the ball. Got a bit of a challenge from Aoife Power. Jennifer came in, tipped the ball away, 7-4. Scores coming thick and fast here in Father McNamara Park. The puck out, going down. Ball blocked down. Great block down by Ciara Dye from the puck out to get away from Andrea O'Keefe. Andrea Head got away. Mary Nealon, the linesman, puts up the flag. Line ball coming for Andrea O'Keefe. Scariff O'Gunn may be a small bit suspect of leaving one or two players go without picking them up. Pat Minogue has addressed that situation as we speak. Line ball coming from Andrea O'Keefe. Where it's a line ball. Who's he going to give it to on this occasion? It's 7-4 in favour of Scariff O'Gunn. 16 minutes gone. Andrea cuts a low ball down. When it comes to Aisling Curry. Curry, who has had a tremendous championship, gets the ball, but she's a high ball, a pullback. I think there was a high challenge there by Andrea O'Keefe. And in fairness, the referee came in very quick and had the hand up for the advantage. He's explaining to Andrea O'Keefe what the free is for. And here's a free. Going to be taken by Amy Barrett on this occasion. Amy back in our own half-back line. She's going to strike this one. Strikes it. Goes across the field. Maybe not the best idea, as you seem to do, but Michelle Meskel is out front of Aoife Power on this occasion. Meskel is a tremendous prospect in the back. And ball down with Alison McGee and Chloe Foody. McGee does well, but she's blocked by Michelle Meskel. Michelle Meskel now gone away from the full back line. Avian Ryan in to help. Aoife Power trying to get the ball up for Scariff O'Gunn, but she's robbed in turn by Avian Ryan. Indeed, Sarah Coote is in there. Meskel has it for Aina Kilimora, but she can't get the ball. She has the ball up. Tries to get away. Gets a ball in. Ball goes in towards Ciara Dial and Sinead Power. Dial lets fly in it. Power pulls also. The ball has gone in. Now is Ciara Dial going to get down over this one? She does get down and clears a good ball up the wing. But it's going up as far as Chloe Foody. Comes out as far as Avian Ryan. I tell you, Avian Ryan gets this lovely sidestep to get away from Alison McGee. And she's held up there by Claude Nash. The ball comes into Hazel O'Connor. O'Connor gets the ball out. A shot. And that's a tremendous score. A tremendous score. Looks like it's Andrea O'Keefe. Put that one over the bar. It's 7-5. I tell you, Pat, the scores are coming thick and fast.
Coming thick and fast. And a lot of them are from good movement from play. First of all, what's happening is there's great battles for the ball, in rucks. People coming out of the ball, finding players, and maybe finding maybe a second player or third player involved in the move. And super finishing. It's a really high quality game, Leo. Pleasure to be here watching this one.
Yeah, indeed. As we're at the dying numbers of our year, and the ball is with Amy Barrett. Or is this Alison Madden? She gets the ball down here.
Great catch down by Leo yourself.
Down here, right in the commentary position. And line ball. The ball, great block down there by the wing back in Kenty Cornell. Line ball.
You didn't credit yourself with the great catch there as the ball went over the sideline, Leo. Super catch like he was doing 50 years ago.
Go ahead, Pat. I'm glad to the off and dropped them two. There's no doubt about it. And O'Keefe with the line ball. Right in the sideline, in the middle of the, say, right in the halfway line. And O'Keefe, for once,
all players are staying.
But Pat, you know, the quality of the game, I know it's the last game of the year, but you know, it has been a great year for Clare Camogie, and this game is very much the same.
Absolutely. Well, if you're picking the Clare under 21 inter-county team, Leo, you'd be picking an awful lot of 15 of what's in front of us here. It's the cream of Clare underage Camogie, as we said. The game was expected to be good, but maybe not this good, considering the conditions and the time of the year and the pitch, but brilliant game so far.
And the ball is with Amy Barrett. Amy Barrett was blocked down the first time, but she recovers well as she gets the him or gets the ball out to Ciara Dial. Ciara Dial with a poor strike gets the ball out to George Tracy O'Keefe. Tracy O'Keefe, taking on the defence, and she's trying to break through the defence with the ball. She has it into Hayeslock, and a free in. Indeed, it was Hayeslock Connor, but you know, a poor clearance there from Ciara Dial led to a chance there for Aina Kilmore and a chance for Amy Keaton to cut the deficit to the minimum with 7-5. And do you know, Aina Kilmore and Pat, they've upped their intensity once again.
Well, we see, we know they're capable. I mean, this is a super team. We know what they've done the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, they've won several 21, under 21s, won 3 seniors with many of these players. So we know how good they are. So, you know, any time Scariff are going to lose slack, and even for the slightest in any single ball at all, then they'll be in like a flash to score. And that's exactly what's happened there. Won a free. Well won free. The ball was given away, and you know they are the dangerous opponents. So Scariff Fáinne, as good as we know they can be and they will be, they will have to keep the concentration and they'll have to be at their best. Otherwise, they won't win this title against a team of the quality of Aina Kilmona.
And changes on Aina Kilmona team. I see Aina Kilmona have taken Claire Heher out of centre back, put her out in the wing, and replaced Aveen Ryan in centre back. Alicia Ryan in centre back. Linda Daly was leading. Claire Heher and Mary Dance there in the forward, but the ball is out. But Aina Kilmona and Eugene Foley, a member of our commentary team here, throughout the year, the ball goes down the corner towards Amy Hayden, and held back by Alison McGee. And them changes have worked for Aina Kilmona. Leisha Ryan maybe putting more of a kibosh on Linda Daly. Claire Heher was leaving her very, very loose.
Yeah, Claire was struggling somewhat to just keep up to the pace of Linda. But yeah, you're right, this could be a fairly shrewd move on behalf of Aina Kilmona. However, Scariff Fáinne still in a decent position, I mean, against the breeze. So, and that breeze is strong enough, Leo. I'll check the time now for you. I think the try has got 20 and a half minutes gone, but you know, it's a really, really good game. At no way could you decide at any stage now who's going to win this game or who's hot favourites for, or who's likely to take over, because it's so even. But as I said, the breeze will be favouring Scariff Fáinne in the second half, and I think, you know, they'll be happy with their position so far. But Aina Kilmona, very dangerous opponents, let's reiterate that again.
Good play from Ciara Dial. She blocked that ball and got the clearance out to Amy Barrett, but ball comes down with Alicia Ryan. Now at centre back, Alicia Ryan gets the ball out to Heher, where more, and here's where the threat is going to come, as Andrea Keefe gets a bit of latitude from Amy Barrett on this occasion. Takes on Amy Barrett. She's going to take on Ciara Dial. She tries it, she does get her around her. Here's Andrea Keefe, but a great block down by the fullback is Susan Daly. But the ball comes into Hayeslock Connor. But it's Alison McGee trying to get that ball out for Scariff Fáinne. Susan Daly in there for Scariff Fáinne. This is, as Pat said, a tremendous high quality game. The ball is inside, trying to get up. Edison Mead tries to get up for Scariff Fáinne, but the ball is coming in. They're down on the inline. It's helter skelter down there. They're right. Amy Keaton trying to break through. Here comes Amy Keaton, and she's pulled back there by, I'd say it was Jennifer Daly, who's back in the full back position at the moment. And her name has definitely been ticked, and this, indeed it is Holly McGee. And we say hello to all our listeners wherever they're listening. I know Holly McGee's grandmother is listening in, both in Scariff and in Benaher of Offaly. You know, Holly, her sister Alison, both playing well. Her grandfather Liam Skelly represented Holy Cross in Tipperary many years ago. Her father Connor is from Benaher. So we say hello to all families, and we say hello to everyone tuned in here today to Scariff Bay Community Radio in association with Dale Credit Union, and our outside broadcast sponsored by Michael Long Construction. And here's a chance for Amy Keaton to level the scoring here in Father McNamara Park, a free 21 metres out, and she dutifully, womanfully, puts the ball out of air. 7 points each. And Pat, again, I keep saying it, you know, there's going to be nothing between these two teams.
Oh, 22 minutes just gone, 8 to go to half time, plus maybe a minute of injury. There's very little injury so far, if any. If there's any team capable of opening up opposition, that's Aina Kilmona. They will keep playing the ball to the girl in the best position. A brilliant run by Andrea O'Keefe earlier on to beat both Amy Barrett and Ciara Dial takes some doing, but she was stopped by Susan Daly eventually. But eventually they got their point inside. So level. And with the breeze, but they'll be trying to capitalise and maybe go in a point or two ahead if they can. Scariff Fáinne will be doing their best to make sure that doesn't happen. So the ball now is in Scariff Fáinne half-back line, but certainly a brilliant game.
And it's Susan Daly gets the ball out to Amy Barrett. Barrett does well, clears the ball down here, looking for Cleona Mac. Oh, what a catch by Cleona McNamara. She gets away from Michaela Rowan. Here comes Cleona McNamara. She's breaking through and go. A shot is blocked in by Rebecca Keaton, but Eva Power tries to get it, but it's Lisa Ryan gets it away. But Claire Heher is hooked, and Claire Heher having a nightmare game for, and I tell you, I slacked there, but I tell you, Pat, the chance was there, and you know, Claire Heron not on her game today, Pat?
No, not like the Claire Heron we know. So such a dominant figure normally, and maybe not. There's another half to go early in a bit of this one, but you know, she got maybe lucky enough free out there. I think it was a little bit of a tangle of legs. She'd lost the ball. It's got a phone to look for to get it, but a brilliant piece of winning of possession by Cliona McNamara and a great run inside. But the only thing is, Leo, you said she took a shot and it wasn't really a shot. It was a kind of a little, just a little scoop. I think if she had gone in and hand passed it to the net, as you can do in camogie, as we know, or maybe just, you know, shot in the grip and take a low shot off the ground, but just give it a little tap at the hurley and one little pass into the goalie. So brilliant approach work. The finish didn't match it.
Yeah, and the ball's with Cliona McNamara again, and Jennifer Daly trying to get in, bodies in. I see Eugene Foody is over on the side of the field here now, trying to get his charges. The ball is gone. It is Cathy Cullen. Cathy Cullen gets the ball out to Andrea. Andrea is getting a bit of space, and they're going to have to curb the space on Andrea O'Keefe at midfield. Gets the, oh, what a catch from Teresa O'Keefe. She got up ahead of Alison Madden, and I tell you, she's been stood up by Ciara Dyle. Teresa O'Keefe gets the ball out to Amy Keaton. Amy Keaton, but it's Susan Daly, and a foul trip by Amy Keaton. Time gone now. Nearly 25 minutes gone here in a most entertaining first half here, and a free out going to be taken. Is it by Ciara Dyle for Scarafagunlo? It's score. It's level pegging. Is that where we started? Shocked Colleen. Either na Colleen or Sainna Kilimona, or shocked Colleen. Either na Colleen Scarraf to O'Gonlina Freshen. So pucks here, the Kiro Dool, Oscar of Gunlo. Daha starts to mock us on cool. In a Kira. And the ball goes down full cheek. Go down, goody, Linda Daly. Linda Daly gets the ball off for Scarraf. She gets out ahead of Claire Herr again. The ball comes to Amy Barrett. Amy Barrett has been pulled back there by Jane Fisher. Indeed, yes, a free and great play there by Amy Barrett. And, you know, Amy maybe not, and you know, as in the match as much, but still doing valuable work, Pat.
Well, she's hit four or five telling balls in the game, all right. But as I said, you know, when you're out in the middle of the field with the likes of Alicia Ryan, Andrea O'Keefe and those, you know, you're not going to dominate the whole time. And Andrea O'Keefe, as we know, is a super, super player. And I just admire some of the runs she's made. But likewise, Scarafagunlo, as I said, Amy Barrett, and in Cliona Daly, or Cliona McNamara, looked like a girl to me who could be a really serious forward and a really serious ball winner, an attacking option for Scarafagunlo. Just when she gets in, to make sure she keeps her calm and finishes more ruthlessly. But you know, playing great so far. So a lot of good displays on both sides, Leo. And you know, you get two players even backing each other who'll both have good games in this, because they're such high quality players. Is that they'll, you know, they'll both do great things, and they both have to concede to the opposition player occasionally as well. That's the kind of a game we're talking about. Top quality. We don't want to be repeating ourselves over and over, but it's played like a game played in July, if you like, and you know, it's almost a standard of an inter-county game.
Yeah, and the ball is with Aoife Power. Aoife Power trying to get the ball up. She's going to be beaten by Cathy Cullen. Jennifer Daly trying to pick it up. It comes out to Aisling Curry. Curry, who's had a brilliant year, goes across. Not sure where she's going. It is Rachel Minogue. Minogue gets it on. She done well there. Gets the ball down towards Cliona McNamara. Here comes Cliona McNamara. This lady came on in the Munster Club final. She's getting away from Michaela Rohan. Here comes Cliona McNamara. She's gone into the inline. A shot across. Oh, and the ball went over the head of Elva Rogers. But Elva Rogers has a chance here. Can she get away from Jay Fitzgerald? Elva Rogers, a shot. I go. No, it's blocked by the cornerback. I tell you, Michaela Rohan. I tell you one thing, they'd take Michaela Rohan for that, because I think, Pat, the goalie was beaten on that occasion. But I tell you, the ball is down with Alison Madden. Alison Madden gets the ball out to Jennifer Daly. Eugene Foody is calling for a free as Jennifer Daly, and that goes out to the left-hand side and gone wide. I tell you, Eugene's not in commentary, but he's trying to referee the match today. That was definitely a fair hand pass.
He agrees. He's nodding there, I think, Leo.
Eugene knows how to play the game, I guess, man.
But a great interception to Michaela Rowan. The ball, I say, was within an inch. An inch was on the line, probably. Goalie beaten. Elva Rogers won a great position after the cross from Cliona McNamara. This time did the right thing, sent a brilliant ball across the square. To my mind, Cliona McNamara is one of the players of the game so far, Leo.
Yeah, indeed. And I tell you, Aina Kilimona will thank Michaela Rowan, because that was saved year for me. This one, it was a ball. Great play by Miskell. You know, her father, Ali, used to fullback, I tell you, he wouldn't be as good as the daughter. Tremendous, lovely, stylish camogie player. And the ball goes down to Patricia Coole. Patricia Coole gets the ball inside to Sinead Power. Here comes Sinead Power off her left hand side. Sinead hits the ball across and it's gone to left hand side and gone wide, and the score repaying 7 points all. 28 minutes gone here. In, as we said, very entertaining first half.
Leo, if I was to interject there, I'd say there's one thing Scarfagore will have to do, and that is, and I'd say to be the key to this game, I would say two defenders or a midfielder must sacrifice the wrong a little bit and stay close to both O'Keefe's, because the two O'Keefe's are the two people who will most likely turn this game in Aina Kilnamore's favour by getting a goal, by winning loose position, because, you know, they will find each other, they will run, they can sidestep and they can shoot, and, you know, I would sacrifice maybe a bit of my own game in order to just stay on the toes of those two.
Yeah, indeed, yeah, they're two formidable players, there's no doubt about it. Andrea O'Keefe, who has won Ashburton's with UL, and a tremendous player, can play in a variety of positions. It's a free in for Aina Kilnamore, a pullback there, I think, by Rachel Minogue, and I think Kevin explaining why the free was given. It's a free 55 metres out, the breeze behind her, and as we said, Scarfagore defending the goal, but here's Amy Keating. Amy has got her shooting boots back on track, and here comes Amy, as we said, 55 metres out. This is a chance to put Aina Kilnamore into lead. Amy strikes it. She strikes it rather well. I tell you, that one wasn't going to be shot, Pat. Aina Kilnamore back in the lead.
Aina Kilnamore, and I suppose deservedly so, Leo, because they had a bad patch, you know, when Scarfagore were absolutely flying it there, you know, 10 or 15 minutes ago. They've come back into it well. The wind is the factor. Although I think the wind has slightly, once it's died down, but it's coming more against our faces now, as if it's coming across the field. So maybe it isn't as directly helping Aina Mona as it was. I don't want to frighten any supporters of Scarlett listening to us by saying they mightn't have the assistance of the wind in the second half. But, you know, wind can be unpredictable, and especially maybe as heat into winter, it can chop and change. Quick free being taken down. The left-hand side looking for Elva.
Yeah, indeed, it's looking for Aoife Power and Michelle Meskel. What a battle they're having. Jane Fisher, she swung kind of widely there, but I tell you, it was fair. All is fair. Aoife Power trying to get the ball up for Scarfagore, but I tell you, the cavalry there, Aina Kilnamore backs there, working very hard. Elva Rogers trying to get the ball up there for Scarfagore, and it's Linda Daly. Oh, a high pull there by Andrea O'Keefe on that occasion. It's 8 points to 7 in favour of Aina Kilnamore. We move into the nine numbers here of the first half of our last game here on Scarabay Community Radio for 2019. And Aoife Power right over on the far sideline. Our position here, we're positioned here at the roadside here. Can Aoife Power level up the game going in towards half time here in this broadcast brought to you association, Dairy Credit Union, and our outside broadcast sponsor by Michael Long Construction. Here comes Aoife, 25 metres out. She strikes it rather well. In fairness, Pat McNamara, that's just a tremendous score.
That's an outstanding free. You know, in any pitch, in any part of the county of Clare or in Ireland, when you're on the sideline, you're 22 or 3 metres out, you know, it takes serious accuracy and serious confidence to put that over, and composure indeed. So Aoife Power, a super super score, and you know, that's psychologically, Leo, is a very very important score. You know, if they go, yeah, half time almost on the button by Kevin, because there was no injury, there was no player went down, and you know, something isn't just a sign of the kind of game we have. 8 points each, as you said, and about 10 seconds injury time played, no trainers in, no attention, and yet the tackling has been absolutely ruthless. So credit to the fitness of the girls first of all, and secondly, you know, their control and their discipline as well. So but I think psychologically that point could be important for Scarfagore. They haven't gone in behind, played against the breeze, and Aina Kilnamore have hit them as much as they can with everything they've had. But a great, great game, Leo, and a super second half to look forward to.
Yeah, and all to play for, Pat. And Pat, at this stage, you know, before we forget, you know, it is our last game for 2019, and we've had a tremendous year with the GAA and the sports, especially with the Corgi. And we must thank all our contributors here on Scarfield Community Radio. Anne-Marie McGann, who I neglected to contact, I said today, I forgot about it. You know, she has been brilliant with us all year. Brendan Foley, Eugene, who's involved with Aina today, and all our contributors, all our endless, you know, and our team. You know, we just have to say thanks to everyone for what they've done for us throughout the year.
And I'm delighted you mentioned that, Leo, because as we come to our last game of 2019, bearing an extra time here and a draw with penalties and a replay someday, it is the last game. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's impossible to almost name them all, those who have contributed to us both on match commentaries during the year and especially on then on phones and everything else as well, and joining us in the studio for analysis and previews and reviews. You know, it's always a team effort, and of course we've had so many different engineers and sound men with us as well. We've Luke with us today and Jim here. Luke has set us up here with a new system, and we hope everybody is enjoying the coverage on our new technical system of sound and of broadcasting. So we'll get someone else to explain how it works later on, someone better than me anyway. But you're absolutely right, and what a treat, Leo, to get a game of this quality and this, you know, sheer skill and hardness, you know, in the depths of winter. And but it is a 21A final, of course. But as I said, the pitch holding up brilliantly. So again, I join with you in thanking everyone who contributes to our analysis and our commentaries and our broadcasts in general over the year. And long may it continue.
Yeah, indeed, Patty. I was also add our thanks to all the clubs who have been more forthcoming to us and been hospitable to us throughout the year. And I suppose we cannot go without thanking the PRO of the Clare County Board, Breed McNamara, who, you know, puts a lot on for us, and the Clare County Board in general. So it's a full team effort, Pat.
Absolutely, yeah. A great credit. I mean, Clare County Board is putting so much into promoting the game and having their pitch here in order. You know, they're the envy of many a county. And again, the amount of work Breed does in terms of promoting the game of Camogie, her heart and soul and life is in it. And, you know, brilliant programmes in terms of, I mean programmes for games, you know, the written programmes. And brilliant as well on the broadcasting front and promoting the game. So, yeah, and again, a lot of clubs that we go to in Clare, both for hurling and Camogie, can't do enough for us in terms of providing us the facilities wherever we need, you know, at all kinds of venues. Always a great welcome. And as I said, you know, it's all the whole idea of the whole thing we're doing, I suppose, is to promote communities and promote the great sports we have. And also, of course, you know, bring the what's happening to the people at home who maybe for one reason or another aren't able to attend. So all in all, we've had a great year. And again, there's so many people to thank. We couldn't mention them all, but we just say this thank you to everybody who's helped us all through the year. Gormilmi Magwiv, August Tasulagum, go Mool Midlinakela, and Oric for Vleeshahu and Frishan.
Yeah, Gormilmi Magwiv, Pet. And now, with that on, we're going to go back to you in the studio. We take a suspiog here in Father McNamara Park at half time here in Father McNamara Park. It's level pegging. It's 8 points all, 8 points Scarra Fagunlo, 8 points Dainic in the morning. And on, back to you in the studio.
Yes, Owen, you're welcome back here to Father McNamara Park here. Your timing is impeccable as always. We're just here at the start of the second half. Both teams and referee Kevin Walsh just about to throw in the ball. Where as we started, it's 8 points all here in this county final. Andrea O'Keefe making the burst. He was very good in the first half for Aina Kilimona. She tries to take on Holly McGee and gets the ball in towards Chloe Foody. Chloe Foody strikes a good dangerous ball. This has gone in towards, but it's in there to Hazel O'Connor. O'Connor, when he comes out to Susan Daly. Daly gets the ball, but she's blocked down. Comes back out to Patricia Coote. Patricia Coote is blocked down by Susan Daly. Harley McGee trying to get the ball away from Amy Keaton. And Susan Daly trying to get the ball out. He comes out to Alison McGee. Alison McGee gets away from Chloe Foody. The ball is with Ciara Dyle. Ciara Dyle has it for Scarra Fagunlo. Gets a great ball out. Rachel Minogue drops the ball on that occasion. But she gets a good pass off to Aisling Curry. We are Aisling Curry being chased now by Andy O'Keefe. She's shouting the ball, gets it out to Linda Daly. Linda Daly switches that ball across. Looking for Cleona McNamara. Cleona McNamara for Scarra Fagunlo. She gets away from Michaela Rohan. Here comes Cleona McNamara. A shot from Cleona McNamara. There's the opening score, Pat McNamara. You've been very impressed with Cleona McNamara. She's having a fabulous game.
Brilliant finish by Cleona McNamara. And what a fantastic ball across to her there from Linda Daly, I think it was. Great play by Scarra Fagunlo. And great defending earlier on by Susan Daly and one or two others in there as well. Super score by Cleona. She deserved that because a lot of work done. Didn't have the look with the finish. That might give her extreme confidence now to go on and finish a few more chances.
Yeah, and the puck out from Rebecca Keaton. We must say hello to Keane McNamara. Keane, from I know who's listening out there in Sweden. Keane, who's keeping the aviation business going out there in Sweden. So it's a throw-in. Rach Minogue gets fly in. The ball comes out to Linda Daly. Linda Daly being pulled back there by Claire Hare. Claire using her football skills. Gets it out to Sinead Powell. Sinead Powell is beaten again by Ciara Dyle. Ball comes up to Linda Daly. Linda Daly, the ball comes out to Rachel Minogue. Rachel find the ball a bit hot today, but gets it up. It comes out to Avian Ryan. Avian Ryan is being pulled back there by Rachel Minogue, and a port free to give away. It turns the position back in favour of Aina Kilimona. 9-8 here in favour of Scarra Fagunlo. And here comes Claire Herr with the free. Claire now playing at wing back. Alicia Ryan at centre. Here comes Claire, gets a good strike in the ball, drives it down into the half of the fence. It's going to go over the top, blocked down by Alison McGee. Alison McGee blocks it to Sinead Power. They're over the bar. The call didn't come there, Pat. A poor score to give away.
Yeah, just a misunderstanding in the defence. They had to block it straight out. The power was a mistake, but you know, those things happen. To book out now for Scarra Fagunlo. It'll be interesting to see how the wind goes here. By the way, Claudia Nash is in the cornerback as well for Scarra Fagunlo in the second half. I think she has been there. Sorry, I was looking at the numbers here, got confused. But Aina Kilimona now in the attack again, Leo.
Yeah, Aina Kilmore again is down. The ball is down with Patricia Coote. This lady came on in the senior final. Teresa O'Keefe has gone into the middle. Here comes Amy Keane. There's a chance for Sinead Power. And a chance. Sinead Power has got the first two scores, second half for Aina Kilmore. And I tell you one thing, they're going to have to put the kibosh on her. But I tell you, Patricia Coote doing a lot of damage. It's 10 points to 9 in favour of Aina, Pat.
Yeah, they're well up for the second half already, as I said. You know, they were going to throw everything at this game because, you know, it's the last chance for, as it is for all teams for Silverware this year. Aina Kilmore haven't much of this year and they've been used to it. So, you know, a super team with the players they have, you know, all the seniors and the runs they have won. They'd want another one. So, yeah, they've come out all guns blazing in the second half. But as I said before, you know, Scarlett and Gull are going to have, they're going to have their period of dominance as well. I mean, it's every second, 2 or 3 minutes here of dominance. Both of these outstanding teams. So, all to play for Aina Kilmore. It's a dangerous opponent. If Scarlett and Gull don't keep the concentration for the full half hour here, you know, they're not going to win the game. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and Aina Kilmore beginning to run at the Scarlett defence and creating holes, creating gaps for Avian Ryan. I'm fascinated that occasion for Avian was cut for a foul or cut for three times, getting the ball three times. It is a free in, 60 metres out from the Aina Kilmore goal. Aina and Rebecca Keating defending the goals now here at the Dressnum end in the first half, and Scarlett and Gull have called Aoife Power out to take this free, and I'm not sure, Pat, is it just outside the range?
Long one, and it's very much to the sideline, so this puck was probably 65 metres and you're enough to it. If you add on the 10 yards for going out to the sideline, it's a very long, long one. It'll take some belt of a ball, but if she puts it over, she hits it as well as she hit the one before half time, and that's the accuracy, you know. It's capable of going to land in a very dangerous position. Right in the square, all the way, goal.
Indeed, she had the accuracy, and I tell you one thing, the full back, Claire Herrer, went up, and Michelle Mester went up, put their hurlies, and they took the definitely. Impaired division of Rebecca Keaton. There's a goal. Ball blocked down by Ciara Doyle for Scarlett and Gull. It's one goal and 9 to 10 points. Is that going to be one of the defining moments? The ball is with Amy Barrett is beaten by Hazel O'Connor. Claire Heher has come up the field here. Brian Kilmore. But Holly McGee got in a vital interception. Claire Heher is still in calling for the ball here. Where are the backs? Victoria Nash comes out to risk the situation. Here comes Claire Heher. She plays the ball in towards Sinead Power. Gets away and passes the ball, but what play by Susan Daly, the fullback. She sidesteps away and Amy drops the ball. Amy has to get that ball up, and Susan Daly, they're all finding it very hard to get, you know, the pitch in marvellous condition. But Ashton Curry, one of the great heroes of Scarlett and Gull this year, gets the ball out to Jennifer Daly. Jennifer tries to get away from Avian Ryan, gets away, puts the ball down to the corner. So it's Cathy Cullen is beaten in touch by Cleona McNamara. But here comes the goalkeeper, turning cornerback, Michelle Rohan, who gets the ball out to Avian Ryan. Avian Ryan gets away from Curry, gets away from Addison Madden, and passes the ball into Teresa O'Keefe. Teresa O'Keefe tries to get away from Clodagh Nash, gets away from Clodagh Nash, but blocked down by Amy Barrett. And Clodagh Nash, the cornerback, uses all her handball skills, and she gets the ball out to Ashton Curry. Here comes Curry for Scarlett and Gull, and she tries to get away. Curry drives that ball in towards Addison Madden, or in towards Alva Rogers. When it comes to Aoife Power being marked closely there. But Aoife tries to use, I said she's going to school in college in Tralee, and she's using her bit of football skills that she learned down there. She gets the ball up. The ball is now with Linda Daly. Linda Daly for Scarlett and Gull gets a great ball across towards Rachel Minogue. Minogue does well. Here comes Rachel Minogue. A shot from Rachel Minogue, but the ball goes into the hands of Rebecca Keating. And Keating releases the ball out to Avian Ryan. Avian Ryan tries to get away from Amy Barrett. Barrett, in fairness, Barrett was absolutely brilliant on that occasion. And a high pull there that could have been pulled for a free, a chop across Amy Barrett. If the ball comes out to Linda Daly, out towards Curry. Curry with the strike. Ashton Curry strikes that ball in towards Rebecca Keating. No, Rebecca Keating blocks it back towards her own goal. Oh, I tell you one thing, but Pat, in fairness, the quality of play was cold hands, and Rebecca, maybe no one gave her the call, a very good, safe goalkeeper, you know, but, you know, cold hands can lead to dropping the ball.
Well, we know that's from holding on to the mics here, Leo, and we did say at half-time, our hands were a little bit cold, just holding the mics. There is a sting in the thing. So when you're standing in goals and the ball comes into you to catch every maybe 10 or 15 minutes, or maybe, you know, more often than that, but, you know, it's hard this time of the year, and you'd forgive a goalkeeper. Rebecca Keating is a super goalkeeper normally. So on that occasion, she probably should have caught it, but she knocked it back towards her own goal, but went over, she knocked it over the line and at her own side to be safe. So she's happy enough to concede, I suppose, the 45. Aoife Power is capable of putting this one over. It's very central. She struck it beautifully off her left. and it is all the way a lovely point from Ethan Power. So a very valuable score to open up a slight more gap for Scarlett Pagullo with 7.5, almost 8 minutes gone in the second half. But as we said, the ball is bobbling occasionally out of people's hands here today, and that's just simply down to the fact that it's only 6 or 7 degrees, and that's very cold for Camogie.
Yeah, it's 1 goal and 10 to 10 points. The ball is with Linda Daly. Linda Daly being pulled back there by Chloe Foody. Here goes Linda Daly. And she gets the ball. A pass in towards Alva Rogers. Here comes Alva Rogers, the young player. But she's been beaten by Hannah Shannon, who's in out towards Minogue. And Minogue puts it over the bar. 1 goal and 11 to 10 points are some of the changes Scarlett have made. Rachel Minogue now at the half of the attack. Ashton Curry now playing in midfield on Andrea O'Keefe. It's 1 goal and 1 goal. Yeah, I think it's 1-11 to 10, but the ball is with Jennifer Daly, picks the ball off the ground. We'll have to get a check on the score. I think Kevin Walshin, in fairness, Kevin is checking with the officials. I'm not sure who is the is it Jim Kimmy is the man responsible for the scoreboard today, but he's after being told by Kevin Walsh in no uncertain terms to get that right. It's one goal and ten points. So yeah, 3 points a lead for Scarlett Pagullo. It's a free for indeed he has lifted his 11. I'm not sure what. Yeah, it's 1-11 to 11 points. Yeah, those are 3 points. If not four, it should be 4 points deficit.
I thought
it was 4 points, and because Rachel Minogue should have been putting 4 points up in that. Yeah, indeed, they're going back to Jim. I know Jim having a small bit of a problem with thumbs today for Jim, but Pat, I suppose it happens.
Well, you were hesitating there on the commentary, Lee, but not your fault at all, because it was very unusual to have a referee stop in the game about three different times to get the score or pressing the change, and then it was changed three different times. But now 1-11 to 10 points, that's the 4 point lead for Scarlett Pagullo.
And the ball is in around the square, in towards, and Kira Dyle gets it away, and now Susan Daly. Oh, what a tremendous fullback this lady is. Unusual, she lost it there to Chloe Foody. Chloe Foody gets it out to Amy Keaton. Amy Keaton burned down and goal, and a free in. Being pulled back there. I'm not sure was it Alison McGee or Kira Dyle pulled her back. I said about Mary Nealon is the lineswoman there, a very efficient lineswoman. She was giving it to Jim Kimmy to change that score as well. So all the officials keeping well up with the play here in Father McNamara Park. It's a free for Amy Keating. Is she going to go for a major here on this occasion, or is she going to throw it over the bar? There's 4 points of difference between the teams here in the early stages of the second half. We're gone 10, 11 minutes gone here. Amy just tips it over the bar, brings it back to one score deficit. It's 1-11. First Scarlett Pagullo, that goal from the free by Aoife Power. Aina Kilimona, 11 points in the Puckamuck. Rachel Daly, Tua O'Gonila. And Rachel drives it, gets it well down into the half, into the opposition's half of the field, where it comes to Teresa O'Keefe. Teresa O'Keefe is robbed by Rachel Minogue, and Rachel Minogue pops the ball off to Amy Barrett, but Amy, it doesn't stick for Amy. Rachel Minogue goes back and wins the ball again, does a lot of unsung, but the ball is with Meskel. Meskel now out the field, as here comes the Aina and turn down running game. It's Avian Ryan. Avian Ryan, Sinead Powell has gone in. Oh, ball in towards Andrea O'Keefe, and here's a shot from Andrea O'Keefe, and a poor mistake by Andrea O'Keefe, and indeed, you know, the gap had opened up, Pat McNamara. There was a green flag on there for Aina Kilimona.
But she did very well to break through like that, take the pass at a serious pace, and just as she struck it, you'd put your house on her, putting it over from maybe 22 or 3 metres out, just barely to the right, but it's just like missed it, off balance, and the ball went drop wide, so the score remains. Oh, what a catch in the middle of the field from Amy Barrett.
Yeah,
Amy Barrett.
Tremendous catch by Amy Barrett. That's one of the great skills of the game. The ball comes in towards Aoife Power. Power turns off her left hand side. A shot from Aoife Power, and the ball goes out to the right hand side and gone wide, and the score remains 1-11 for Scarlett Pagullo, 11 points for Aina Kilimona. 12 minutes gone here in this second half, in a broadcast brought to you in association with Derek Credit Union and our Bowside broadcast sponsored by Michael Long Construction. The Puckamuck there, Rebecca Keating, goes out. Teresa blocks it down, and the ball is going to come to the grid. Teresa, let's fly again. But it's going to come to Amy Barrett, and Barrett beginning to make her presence felt here. Gets the ball in towards Aoife Power. Power trying to get it. She's been marked by two or three players. Avian Ryan is in there. The ball breaks, and Rachel Minogue kicks it on. But it comes back to Heher. Heher sweeping across from her wing back position, being pulled back by Linda Daly. And You know, there's no doubt about it, Pat. This is going to go to the wire as Aina Kilimona, who are the reigning champions. They're not going to let this game go without a fight. The ball goes down towards Ellis McGee and Patricia Coote. Patricia Coote, McGee does well. She gets out in front of her player. And McGee does excellently as she strikes that ball left side. It gets out to Barrett. Some of the feeling on Barrett has been impeccable here in the second half. As she gets the ball down towards Rohan. And it's Keenan Mack. Keenan Mack has been pulled back there. But the ball comes out to Cathy Cullen. Cullen clears the ball out. And out there, Jennifer Daly. Jennifer Daly with the ball is right over on the sideline on the far side of the field. Daly tries to get up for Scarifa Gunla. Andrea O'Keefe trying to win it for Aina Kilimona. Who's going to win this battle? Aisling Curry in there also for Scarifa Gunla. And Curry wins it for Scarifa Gunla. And she's blocked down there by Claire Heher. And the ball comes out towards Alison Madden. Madden does well. Pops the pass off to Rachel Minogue. And she's O'Keefe. The ball comes out. In who's going to win this ball? Indeed, it is Amy Ryan. It's hopping and throwing. Amy Barrett. Gareth needs a big half an hour from Amy Barrett, but it's Leisha Ryan. And Leisha Ryan, she plays football with the banner. And you can see where she turned that ball out into space for Chloe Foody. Or out towards Teresa O'Keefe. Teresa O'Keefe, she has to wait up because the players, she could have been pulled for over carrying. The ball goes in towards Sinead Power. Sinead Power, she's going to be closed down. Sinead Power could be again also accused of over carrying. The ball is with Kieran Dyle. Dyle gets a great clearance up towards it, but it goes up, playing this feeling from Claire Heher. Claire Heher switches the play across. It's going to come to Barrett. Barrett now having an influence as she takes on Avian Ryan. Barrett does well, puts the ball in towards the corner. But I tell you, Rohan and Cleona Mack, I tell you one thing, they're two unsung heroes. They're having a tremendous battle over on the far side of the field. Here comes Rohan, and Rohan clears that ball. It goes back in. He comes in. Who's going to come? It's Kira Dyle for Scarif Gunla. Kira Dyle's been chased by Sinead Power. She's gone to ground. I'm not sure what happened there. I'm not sure. Is he going to throw in the ball? I'm not sure. Pat. It's hit the skelter, Pat.
Oh, it's a magnificent game, Leo. Jamie Barrett has really, really been very influential in the last 4 or 5 minutes in this game. There's been a couple of great catches, a couple of great strikes down the right wing as well. Very influential indeed. But I know there's a couple of the Claire Heher has also got involved in the game as well. So, and as you mentioned, the two games, Meskel and McNamara, Kiana and Michelle Meskel. Serious battle between the two of them. Two of the most physical and strong and tough players in those race camogie at the moment, you could say, at under 21 level and Clare as well. So it's a really, really good game. And only for that softish goal for me for Powers Free, you know, this game would be level. And that's exactly how it is on the pitch, Leo. The game is up and down the field, and there's absolutely nothing between them. So that softish goal, anyway, could have a major bearing yet. But Scarif Gunla, as I said, they're dangerous opponents, I'm going to kill them on there if they're given any half a chance at all. So that's a good one. But in fairness to them, their concentration levels are holding very, very well, and they're showing great determination, and there's no selecting. Just because they're Munster senior champions doesn't mean that any of them here are swanning around, you know, in an arrogant manner. They're giving it everything. So super game, Leo. All to play for. But that goal could be the difference yet.
Yeah, indeed, we're halfway through the second half here. I see Aisling Cobbles on the line over telling management what to do on the far side of the field. Aisling, who was a tremendous goalkeeper for Scarif Gunla, and, you know, having had a year of her life, it's a line ball for Aina Kilimona. Going to be taken by Andrea O'Keefe. We haven't seen much of Andrea in the synthesis after the second half, but a quality player like Hortler's Northern is going to get hinted. The ball goes down towards Sinead Power. Sinead Power gets out, Claude Nash, out in front of Claude Nash. Nash sticking tight. But there's a chance on here for Aina Kilimona. It's Amy Keaton trying to get through. She's pulled back by Kira Dyle, but the ball comes out to Susan Daly. Susan Daly gives it out towards Teresa O'Keefe. It's with Amy Keaton tries to get the ball. She stung that ball. There's no doubt about it. It comes out towards Andrea. Andrea is being held up there, but Andrea, there's a chance here for Scarif or for Aina Kilimona. It's with Claire Heher. Claire Heher is bearing down and goal. Claire Heher, she passed the ball to Andrea O'Keefe. Oh, and the ball goes over the bar. But that could have easily been in the goal, Pat McNamara. I tell you, it's a game of fine margins.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed when Claire Heher makes up to me, she's very, in fact, Claire Heher could be a better attacker than a defender to my mind, because she's a tremendous ability, tremendous power, and tremendous determination. But, you know, as an attacking player, she's a real threat. She was up there, and I don't know how she got that pass away, and Andrea O'Keefe shot flashed over an inch over the bar. What a catch. Good. Amy Barrett, outstanding in the middle of the field. Brilliant catch by Amy, up to the top of the left, looking for Elva. But Amy Barrett, Leo, is having a starver.
In fairness, she's having a brilliant second half. The ball is down with Elva Rogers. Elva Rogers being pulled back there. And the ball is now with Cleona McNamara, who's going to come out. He looks like he's Claire Heher. And I tell you, Aina Kilimona beginning to up dainty here as we hit into the second half of the second half. 17 minutes gone here. It's 1-11. First Scarif Gunla. Now it's 12 points for Aina Kilimona. Amy Keaton now out at centre forward for Aina Kilimona. But I tell you one thing, they won't give up their crown without a fight. It's a free. Going to be taken by Claire Heher. And Heher is having a better second half. Ball comes down the line Ciara Dyle guys to get down there for Scarafog tries to get on. She's being pulled back there by Amy Keaton and a free for Scarafogunla. 45 metres out from their own goal. Going to be taken by the centre-back, Ciara Dyle. Scarafogunla could do with a score as she takes a drop out of the magic bottle from Mino, from Aisling Corbett. And it's Ciara Dyle going to take in this free for Scarafogunla. Strikes it well down towards the corner. Going looking for Aisling Curry. Curry blocks the ball down, but it comes off the stick of Andrea Keefe all over the line. 1-11 to 12, Pat. Your thoughts?
Finally poised, Leo. I still think Scarafogunla are slightly edging it, but only slightly. Maybe Aoife Power now maybe needs to get on the ball a bit more. They're finding it hard to bend again. Aoife Power is the most marked forward that Scarafogunla have, so that balance things out as well. It opens up the thing for the rest of them. The ball is gone back into the Ugunlo defence. They killed Aina Kilimona defence, and they're fighting inside there for it like mad. I think it's going to be cleared again out of the defence. But finally poised. I still think the odds are with Scarafogunla, but only very slightly, Leo, and the last 10 minutes are going to be hectic here.
Yeah, indeed. The ball is with Jennifer Daly. Jennifer Daly taking on. We must say hello to Siobhan Tracy listening to us there, out there in Chicago. Jennifer Daly tries to take on the Aina Kilimona defence. She gets a great crossing ball. This is in towards Elva. Can Elva? But Rebecca Keating quick out of her goals and puts the ball away to the safety of the sideline. Out towards Linda Daly. Coming across, she puts a great crossing ball across those Aoife Power. A shot and a poor miss by Aoife Power. What a ball across to Linda Daly. You'd expect more out of Aoife Power on that occasion, Pat.
Brilliant ball by Daly across the area. And as it even is normally such a reliable striker off her left-hand side, a favourite side. Normally she put that over from about 40, 50 metres further the road, and she hasn't done it. That was just one of those ones whereby at the last second this was a bad contact with the ball and with left and right. So still all to play for. It's a really, really great battle still. And I don't know how many neutrals are here, so certainly no one going to budge until this. Until Kevin watches almost out in his car after the game. It's that good, and you don't want to miss a second of it. Is it a throw-in? Throw-in here in the middle of the field after Emily.
Yeah, throw-in, and I see Ciara Dyle and Andrew O'Keefe got in for the throw-in. It's 1 goal and 11 to 12 points. Scarafogunla, that Aoife Power goal, the difference between the two is on the corner, and a quick ball down towards Stoughton Ash gets. Claude Nash does well, uses her body, and then again out to Curry. Curry does brilliantly, but the ball goes out over the line, a line ball for Aina Kilimona. It either came off the stick of, was it Andrea? Line ball for Scarafogunla, going to be taken by Amy Barrett. We're gone, the time. Now, gone. 20 minutes, 10 minutes to go in the County Under 21 final. The final game here for 2019. Barrett, she's cutting them well today. Scarafogunla could do with a score as the ball comes. Aoife Ryan gone back into the half-back line trying to clear this ball out. Being chased. Ryan has played well since she went back. The ball comes out towards Hazel O'Connor and Rachel Minogue. It comes to Chloe Foody for Aina Kilimona. Gets a great ball out, but the ball comes to Jennifer Daly. Here comes Jennifer Daly. Jennifer puts the skids on. A shot from Jennifer Daly. That's a tremendous score from Jennifer Daly. 1-12 points.
Well, if you want the ball to break to a Scarafogunla player in a bit of space to run forward and put it over, no better than Jennifer Daly. She put on the afterburners there. I think it was Chloe Hoody maybe, but the afterburners went up on Jennifer, and there was only going to be one result. Super point, and that opens up the gap a little bit again as we go into the last 9 minutes.
And 9 minutes to go, what a block down by Linda Daly, and as a challenger, as Aoife Power was hoosed off of there by the ball with Amy Barrett does brilliantly. Amy Barrett does excellent. She gets that ball into Jennifer. You want Jennifer now to open the back burners, but the ball comes to Aoife Ryan, and Scarafogunla backs have to get back. As the ball, here comes Aoife Ryan for Scarif or for Aina Kilimona, and it comes to Teresa. Here comes Teresa. Teresa Keefe gets away. Teresa Keefe gets away. There's a chance here, and a free and a pull back. I'm not sure, Kevin. What Kevin Walsh done? Ashton Cobb's captain decision is a sure sign that they should have gone the other way, Pat.
Oh no, Aisling always gets it right. But in fairness, Leo, we have to be honest here, that was probably a free in. Now, she may have taken the one on the fifth step. She got a clip down to her, on her hand, close enough to her hand anyway. Nothing dirty, but it was a free in for Kilimona. We have to say that. So Kevin got that one wrong, and maybe the birth of celebrations went to one too late last night, Leo, this morning, because in fairness, we have to be commenting. I know he's booking, is it Adrian Ryan there for... Yeah, there wasn't for a word. But, you know, I'd say Aina Kilimona would certainly be very, very unhappy with that decision, but Scarafogunla will take it.
Yeah, indeed, it was a yellow card he showed to Avery Ryan, not a birthday card. So, and the ball comes out towards Amy Barrett. Amy Barrett does it wins them. Oh, and a high challenge there by Andrea Gieber. And indeed, Amy Barrett took a hefty challenge there, Pat. And I tell you one thing, you know, Barrett has been playing and it takes a fair challenge to put down Amy Barrett, Pat.
Well, this is any girl to take, but she really, really, and in fairness, I think it wasn't intentional. It was sort of an accidental one where the Killamore person just kind of ran into her and Amy was kind of stooping down, hoping to beat the ball up and got knocked back. And I'll tell you one thing, it takes a lot to put that girl down because she's probably one of the physically most strong and fit girls and able to take a knock there. And the attitude for her would be, if I go down, I'll bounce up again. So she's getting attention, deserves attention. I think it's Charlie Powers out there with the magic. Or Dr. McGee, of course. Yeah, I thought it was Charlie there as well. But Dr. McGee is there as well. But anyway, she's getting attention. So actually, I think this is the first injury stop in the game, Leo. And we're 52 minutes into the game, which is absolutely a remarkable statistic in itself. No injury time, no player down, no attention in. And yet it's being contested like an All-Ireland nearly senior final, you know, with the amount of tackles going in and the intensity of the whole lot that's going on here. But again, you know, Scariff and Gunlough have their little cushion of 112 to 12 points. But as you said, it's a one-score game. And a lot of people might assume it's only a point, but a goal is still 3 points is only still a one-score game. And by the way, with Andrea O'Keefe and the likes of Claire Hare busting through there, and also I think Power and a couple more of them there. I think Kilmore are capable of getting that goal. There'll be no doubt about that if given half a chance. So the freeze has been taken down in the middle of the field by Ciara, and let's see what she can do with this one. It should arrive inside the 20-metre line.
Yeah, indeed. We'll see what she does with this one. I know she's going to go a shot. Indeed, she strikes this one. She's gone for the distance. With the ball into Elva Rogers, a shot. A goal from Elva Rogers! And I think past McNamara. That's a very game-defining moment.
Well, I don't know, Leo, a super free as Stephen Keira. It landed well inside the 20 minutes. Elva Rogers got position with about four around her. And I don't know what's in the... Is it in the water they have in the shop there? I must check the water they have in the freezer, in the fridge there in Rogers's. But Mark himself would have been extremely proud to get that one. She just turned on a sixpence with a hurley shot and a bullet to the back of the net. A top quality goal. You wouldn't see a better goal than that anywhere you're going, Camogie or Hurling. What a finish from Elva Rogers. And that should almost be that, although she'll be loath to say that at the moment, of all the people, teams, I think Kilmore, you don't write them off, but that should be that. What a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant score.
2 goals and 12 points for the ladies of Clonini, of Scariff O'Gunlough, and 12 points, Melissa Clonini, of Aina Kilmore. It's a line ball for Amy Barrett. It's 2-12 to 12 points. What a score from Elva Rogers, the young starlet, you know, behind her young years, showing great leadership up there in the full forward line today. And the ball, now it's for Scariff O'Gunlough to hold on. Oh, what a block down by Rachel Minogue. And the ball goes in to Cleona McNamara, another lady. And I tell you one thing, you know, they might be in an All-Ireland senior semi-final, but I tell you one thing, the competition for places is going to hot up. You know, they have to get through this game today, and it's along with Amy Barrett. Barrett having a superb game. Great to see her recover from injury as she puts that ball down into the corner. It comes to Aoife Power. Aoife trying to get it, and as soon as the minute the ball goes to Aoife Power, there's three or four yellow jerseys and green skirting behind her. When the ball comes out to Cathy Cullen, Cullen gets it out towards Avian Ryan. Avian Ryan being marked tightly there by Jennifer Daly. And Daly, this lady's a tremendous player. And I tell you, she hand passes the ball in towards Aoife Power, but it's Meskel who cuts it out for Aina Kilnamona. Gets the ball out towards Amy Keaton. And a push in the back there by Claude Nash. 26 minutes gone here in Father McNamara Park. And I tell you, the cavalry is coming up for Aina Kilnamona. All the big ladies are, all the big stars and troops are up. Can Linda Daly now going back to both of the pins? Can Scariff O'Gunlough, can they keep up, repel this Aina Kilnamona attack? It's 2 goals and 12 points of free from Claire Hare. 70 metres out. This one, she doesn't strike it particularly well, but she's have a habit of going the whole way. The ball comes in. Susan Daly is there. Ciara Dyle is there, trying to get her. The ball comes out to Hendrick. And whoever got that flick away, I think it was Ciara Dyle, got it away. Out to Aisling Curry, to Linda Daly. Linda Daly out to Ciara Dyle. And Dyle just drives it into the corner. And they're going looking for this. And it's Rogers. I tell you one thing. Rogers goes for Scariff O'Gunlough. Here comes Elva. She's like any soccer, like the soccer. Oh, she took a high challenge there and she took the ball into the corner. Rogers does brilliantly. Gets the ball out to Ray to Minogue. Minogue strikes it. A shot. Oh, another 10, and it could have been the cushion to put it 7 points up. However, the time is gone now. 27 minutes. It's 2-12 to 12 points in favour of the ladies at Scariff O'Gunlough. They puck out from Rebecca. She looks at Amy. but Ciara Dyle blocks that ball down for Scarif O'Gunla. I'm not sure what the free for is there. She blocked that McNamara, that's a hard one, 6 lane.
Well, at this stage, maybe Kevin is trying to just maybe... Is he going to book? No, he's just having a work. Well, maybe he's going to book, Ciara. I thought Ciara went up high, locked the ball well over her head, and if you can't block a ball and bat it well over your head, 3 feet over her head, I don't know what you can do. If there was a hand and a hurley that was a bit lower down from the Anakin the Morning Girl, that's just unlucky, and I mean that in the proper way. You know, we don't condone anything like that, but she'd look at one of the skills in the game, Lee, is to contest the high ball with the hurleys overhead, and the board players was... as well as playing hard, must defend themselves as well, and there was no foul there. But look, he's taking a different view. He must have reckoned that she was pulling a bit low, no question of it. Otherwise, she could go, and it was a great block down. But maybe he just said a little bit of sympathy for Aina Kildemona, who are under a lot of pressure now with that 2-goal margin. However, Andrew O'Keefe pulled down, and there's going to be a free in. And one thing was careful, Lily, if I may say it, you know, there's a great judgment in when to foul, and I mean that, you know, they're fouling at the right time. They're fouling at the right time and they're fouling in the right place. And I don't mean they're fouling too regularly, but when there's a danger of a goal here, you know, you're entitled to pull a jersey, and you know, because it's part of the game, you know, there are frees in the game, and they're doing it very wisely. And I think that's a sign of great maturity, Leo, and experience, and you know, a bit of that knowing how to win as well.
Yeah, and a lifeline here for Aina Kildemona. If they get a score out of this run, I tell you one thing. A shot is blocked inside, but the ball comes to Teresa O'Keefe, and whoever gets that ball is going to be blocked out. A shot. Oh, Rachel Daly gets it away, and Daly has it again. The goalkeeper. Brilliant goalkeeper by Rachel Daly. I tell you one thing, and Andrew O'Keefe follows in, and I tell you, Andrew O'Keefe could be in a bit of bother here as she followed in with a late tackle on the goalie. We've heard about Jennifer Daly. We've heard about Susan Daly. We've heard about Linda Daly. I tell you one thing, you've now heard about Rachel Daly. This Scarif O'Gunla goalkeeper. What a brilliant save to keep the 6 point. A double save, Pat McNamara.
Well, Leo, as someone you know about goalkeeping yourself well, and you were a great one, I never played them, but I often say, how can a goalie stand up for maybe 40 minutes without having to make a save, and then in the freezing cold day, save an absolute bullet, brilliant save, could be a championship-saving save, yes, because if they got that goal, their tails would be up, they'll have 4 or 5 minutes later to get another one on a couple of points, and now the gap is still the 6 points, I think that could be a championship-saving game for bye-bye, brilliant. Brilliant young, Rachel Daly.
Great play again there by the centre-back, Ciara Dyle. She doubled back and blocked down that ball, but Clodagh Nash playing well at centre-back, cornerback, a free for the midfielder, Leisha Ryan, but it's all hands on deck now for Aina Kildemona. And where are the backs? The backs have to get back into their position because they're all being drawn out the field, and it's a free. We're going into added time here in the County Under-21 final. We're at the discretion of the referee, Cleveen O'Brannock, and it's just 3 minutes of added time being called for. That's a lot of time as Aveen Ryan goes 63 for Aina Kildemona. She drops it. That's a dangerous ball. Blocked by Susan Daly. And it comes out to Eva Power. Power. Oh, Power clears the ball off. It could have been maybe better off playing it out to the wing. It comes to Meskel. Meskel takes a heavy challenge. And the ball comes out. Oh, Aveen Barrett is beaten by Aveen Ryan. Aveen Ryan. I'm not sure what kind of a challenge that was. But it comes out to Alison Madden. Madden, who got sent off in the Cedar semi-final against Aina Kildemona. She does well. That's a hefty challenge. But it comes to Barrett, and Barrett gives it to Jennifer. And now you want Jennifer to run the burners, and away she goes. There comes Jennifer Daly, taking the ball into the island, into Cleona. Cleona puts the ball up. Edward Rogers and Hannah Shannon up there. The ball is up, and the 21, and it comes out. It's Leisha Ryan, hooked by Cleona McNamara, but the free is given. The time, 31 minutes gone here in a pulsating County under 21A County final. There's a sub coming on. It looks like Anna McNamara is coming on for Scarif O'Gunla. And is it Clodagh Nash is being taken off? Anna Mac, a very experienced player also. But I looked at the Scarif back and I see Leisha Ryan gone down injured. And Aina Kildemona, we want Leisha Ryan back in the field sooner rather than later, Pat.
Absolutely, there's a minute and a half left in this. Now, this will add on probably another minute, if not longer. So, still a chance there, but, you know, Scarif O'Gunla's defence has been very, very good overall, Leo, in fairness. And, you know, you did notice there a minute ago when the free was being taken that maybe they hadn't got back quick enough, but cleverly enough. I don't know, I think it was Rachel Nogue stepped in as the free was being taken. So instead of letting the free being taken to the loose girl, Kevin decided to bring it 10 yards forward. And that 2 seconds that he, while they were doing that, allowed him to settle in defence. But, you know, the game is there for them now. There's no question. There's probably maybe realistically 2 minutes left. There's 32 minutes gone. He's going to add on another minute for the last injury. And two goals in 2 minutes it has been done before, but I don't think it is, because with both Rachel Daly and the defence in a mean mood and no intention of venting in, I think Scariffin are going to hold out here, not a bother. And my player of the match, I think, by marginally, Amy Barrett in possession again, one of her 20, maybe 20 positions in the second half alone.
Yeah, indeed, I can cover that, Pat. She may have been quiet in the first half, but she's been absolutely brilliant. And she's been, you know, Linda Daly, Aoife Power there. We're at the right end of the field for Scariffin, let's say, but the ball comes out. But here, maybe, Pat, I'm going to dispute that one, maybe. I'm going to give it to the corner forward, is Alva Rogers. I'm going to give my player the match. And Aoife Power, that's the insurance score for Scariffin, 213 to 12 points. Pat, a tremendous performance. Another county title coming to East Clare.
Well, Aoife Power put that over effortlessly from way out in the wing, tight angle, and, you know, 5 or 6 minutes ago, she missed one of the from 21 out front of the post. And that's exactly how it is playing Camogie in the winter conditions. But what a player. I mean, Aoife Power can miss one, and next week she can get 2 or 3 brilliant ones. And that's the sign of a great player and great composure as well. So, yeah, it's safe now, Leo. They're not going to get 7 points in less than a minute. And Aisling Corry there. Another unsung hero, as you earlier mentioned, unsung. We are singing her praises a bit, but you know, Aisling Corry is the first name we mentioned when you think of the stars here. But I tell you one thing, she might be the first player we'll mention very soon as we watch them play, because she's just getting better and better as the weeks go on this year. And bad wide there, getting great pressure by the defence. Bad wide trying to kill one there from 3 so deep, I think it was. And this game is up now, and I think very soon, I'm not sure who's captain, Leo, but the captain will be receiving the trophy.
I think he's Rachel Minogue. I think he is the captain here on this team. And there was another. Here's Kevin. He calls for the full time whistle, and Scariffin are the county under 21 champions for 2019. What an engineer for 2019 for Scariffin Gunlow. County senior champion, Munster club champion, and now Pat, county under 21 champion.
Well, sure, that's effectively a clean sweep apart from the league final here, and they were livelous at the end of normal time in the league final. We could say they were unbeaten in normal time in the league final as well, but you know, as we know, I'm a Kilmorner, so they're set in the extra time. But you know, maybe the lessons of that game here, right, we were standing here in the same position, and maybe the lessons of that game had been learned. And you know, Galifunglin now able to handle all kinds of pressure and all kinds of tension. But a brilliant performance, absolutely outstanding. And again, this team is just going from strength to strength. When I mean this team, I mean it's under 20. But again, as we said, did 11 or 12 of the finishing team would be part of the senior, or would be starters for the senior as well? At least 10 of the senior team, of the, sorry, 10 of this under 21 team would be part of the senior squad as well. And we know, you know, what they have done this year, and we hope also that very early next year they'll even take that other step that we hope they'll take. So, brilliant performance. Aina Kilmon, as you expect from a great, great side, put it up to them for the whole game. One or two breaks probably did go Scariffin Gunlow's way. And a brilliant save by was it Rachel Daly near the end there. Could have been the difference. I did say it could be a championship saving, because if Scariffin Gunlow were holding on to a one goal, who knows what would have happened in the last 2 or 3 minutes. So we're heading out to the middle of the field now, Leo, and see if we can gather a player or a manager to talk to. I'll see if I can do that while you are giving something up yourself.
Yeah, indeed, Pat. And I think just fitness was the extra matches maybe paid dividend, and maybe was the difference here. But I suppose for that goal for me, for Power, that went all the way to net from the 45 or from the 60 metre free, was probably the turning point of the game.
Yeah, it was the key score, Leo. And I mean, they all count. It doesn't matter how they're got. They all count. Leo's making his way over to congratulate them. And I'm going to look around to see if there's anyone we might have a word with. I'll try for Pat Minogue, or I'll try for somebody in a moment. But Conor McGee, there was a lot of hugging going on in the middle of the field. Not the same, quite the same crowd as it was for the Munster final, or for the county final in the East. But it is an underage game still. And yes, a fine healthy crowd here. Scariffin Gunlow really, really happy in the middle of the field. And what I am noticing is, again, I must mention it, massive credit to Clare Camogie Gordon and all involved with the pitch here, because I'm walking right in the middle of the pitch after a very competitive, tough game, and the pitch is really, really dry, and a nice little coat of grass in it. It's actually almost perfect considering the time of the year. So, as a great happiness here, and the girls are just celebrating in the middle of the field with parents and supporters, and it's just what a year it's been. And I'm trying to make my way in here to see can we get an interview or two. And as soon as we can arrange that, we will get it. So, Owen, if you're listening, if you want to ask us anything about the game or the conditions or what's happening here at the moment,
Pat, another
for you as we try and grab somebody.
Another great result for Scariffin Gunlow. The winning continues. We're getting used to this now.
Well, that is what you said there is very, very apt, because, you know, winning becomes a habit. And the know-how that it takes under pressure in big games is something that, you know, up-and-coming teams often don't have. But today, Scariff Gunlow were so composed, it was unreal. And, you know, they were never, ever, at any stage, I think, in the last quarter, going to lose this game once the goalkeeper made that brilliant save. So we're just waiting to see can we get somebody here. I might have Patrick Nogue here just for a quick moment, if I can.
Patrick.
Just come back here. I have him here. Patrick Nogue, I'll just get you out of this space here. Congratulations, first of all, on another fantastic performance. It just gets better and better.
Yeah, we stuck it out well. But our inside line almost had the turn of foot on them. And even though we should have probably got two goals in the first half, we got them in the second half. Maybe the first one we got was lucky, but I thought we were kind of dominating the game in the first half. They were getting a lot of scores off three. And, okay, then probably very nearly got two for going. But I felt once we got that goal after half time, if we kept hacking on the points, we were always lightly ahead. And our girls are, five of those backs have been saying, seen it all the year. And they really came into it. And Susan Daly, there on the left, who is Kira Dyle, Amy Dorma. She was absolutely by far the best parent.
Thanks a million, Pat. The presentation is starting, so we'll just go back. We'll try and get Joe down.
Pat.
The match itself, a big congratulations to Kevin Walsh. Fantastic job as usual. As I said before, he's become a great friend of Camogie. He always comes up with a full team of officials. And I want you to do one thing for me today. It's his birthday, so happy.
Leo, we'll just take a break here while there's a bit of humour here. Back to Joe again now, to Joe Donald, very shortly. They're debating Kevin's age, I think, so I'll hand you back to Joe again now.
Celebrate his 21st birthday, so make it up yourselves. back to the match. Girls on both teams, well played. You're obviously very well prepared. You're great mentors who stuck with you all the year. You've all played an awful lot of Camogie at county level and at club level and at varying grades. And today we saw the 630th match this year in Clare Camogie. Now, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen without fantastic work by our fixtures committee and the secretaries. So a big thank you to all of those. In relation to the match itself, it was a pleasure to watch. As usual, a good battle. Anybody could have won it. It was only towards the very end that we saw Scariff Gunlow pulling away. And I have to say, at this stage, winning is becoming a habit in East Clare. You had tremendous success as senior. You were representing us now in the All-Ireland Championship. Now you've had great success at 21s. So I think we're going to see a lot of blue for many years to come. At this point, I'd like to present the trophy on behalf of the County Board to Rachel Minogue.
And the trophy's just presented to Minogue. And Rachel holds it up in the air with her left hand, and now we're going to try to catch her speech.
I'd like to thank Aina Kilimona. You have been formidable opponents for us since we were under 13, since we started, and we're down to meet you again, and hard luck today with the hard fought battle, and well done. We respect you so much, and over that we'll fight again. So three cheers for Aina Kilimona. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip. And just me, Alison and Clodagh Nash started off playing with Scariff Gunlow in under 14C. And to see the progress that we have all made as a club together to win an under-21A title in our last underage match is unbelievable, and it would not have been achieved without the likes of John Maloney, without the likes of Charlie Power, Jim Minogue, who's put an unbelievable effort with us this year, Martin Harskin, who was with us in years before. I can't name them all, but we are a team, and we appreciate everybody so much, and it's complete club effort, parish effort, and just three cheers for everybody in Scariff Gunlow. Well done. Also to Clare Camogie, you have been so good to us in the last couple of months, and no doubt we still have a couple of more matches to play in this season, so hopefully we'll keep pushing on and drive on. Just to the girls, It was unbelievable to watch. We said all year our work rate, I believe, it's our winners every match, and no doubt it won't stop here. And also just to pass Danielle and Conor McGee, it's unbelievable. You can't explain, you can't put into words, and just thanks so much.
Well, there's a great address to the assembled public there from Ray, you know, the captain, a very proud captain, as it's Red. Now, Breed McNamara, PRO Breed. I suppose the curtain file comes up. First of all, Breed, before we talk about the game, I've been saying this in the commentary, an absolute credit to yourselves and everybody involved here. The condition of this pitch at the end of November for a game of this importance, outstanding pitch. Well done to everybody, first of all, on that point.
Thank you very much, Pat. I have to just take much credit now for the condition of the pitch. That would go to Jim Kinney and to Mike Dogan and indeed to our chairman, Joe Robbins.
It wouldn't be here only for the likes of yourselves and all the board people.
Well, I'll take credit for the tea and coffee and the inside of the building, so I will. But yeah, it's something like this, to be able, Joe and myself, as we were coming out to make the presentation, we were just saying, like, how lucky we are that we have this pitch and that it is in such good nick. Because I remember when I was county secretary 15 years ago and trying to get into pitches at this time of year. And listen, I don't blame any GAA club for saying, lads, we're closed up. A lot of the season is over now. People are now thinking of Father Christmas. I hate to mention him, but he's due soon. But yeah, it's great to have the facility. And, you know, nice to be able to mark the end of the season. Throwing out free tea and coffee here today to everyone that comes along. Because we appreciate the people come in here and they pay to see the girls playing. So we want to give something back to people. So to finish out the season, and what a way to finish it. What a cracker of a match.
Reid, I was just going to say, the quality of the game, whether you're a neutral or a supporter, didn't matter. I thought the quality of the game was superb. And we're expecting that with the quality of both teams and what they produced in the last couple of years in Camogie, underage. I was just saying to Leo that if there was an inter-county under-21 competition, players should be favourites with the quality of those underage players that we have.
That was an absolute cracker of a game. And when you look at the two clubs, Ainekill Namona and now Carrickmacross, they've been the standard bearers for the past couple of years, so they have, the past few years. And if you look even at their history, the momentous decision that they all made back at the end of 2011 to disband four individual clubs and reform, and my God, I think it shows to every single club that's out there at the moment, if you're struggling with the numbers and if you've seen that the numbers are steadily declining and that you're being forced to play, well, that you're not able to play or that you have been forced to play at 13 aside, make that brave, brave decision. Because I think it has reaped so much reward for both Carrickmacross and for Ainekill Namona.
Yes.
They are the standard bearers. They are where they are. Carrickmacross, like their senior county champions, their under senior champions, their under 21A champions. And it was the vision of a few people who said, lads, we're struggling on our own. Let's come together and let's make one great team. And by God, they're a brilliant team. They've gone past greatness. Now they're brilliant.
Thanks, Reid. Stay with us for a moment, Reid, because I know about Conor McGee, the medical man. I just was thinking there while Reid was talking, should we say he's a druid or a witch doctor, because he's working his magic, he's working something with these girls to keep them in absolute peak condition. Conor, first of all, you weren't too busy today, and I thought, first of all, apart, before we talk about winning the game, it was remarkable in the conditions, and a credit to the fitness of the teams, that you were called in once in the hour, the end of November, tough enough conditions, how fit and how strong these players are.
On both teams, Pat.
It was
a standout game of Camogie so late in the year, and the ball was moving the whole time. The reason there were a few injuries is it was actually a fast game given the time of year, and the field is in decent shape. It's everything we could have wanted. We kept the play as wide as we could. We looked to press the wings, press our advantage, and like this is a combination of years of work, Pat.
Yeah.
Like these girls, I can go back to another 13 final 6 years ago, and the core of that team who won today were playing then, and they've kept at it. There's been great training and time put into the girls over the years. Kinamona have been great champions. They've won four in a row. They've held the standard clear for years, and we were so pleased. We met them last year. We went toe to toe. We lost in the last 5 minutes. We said we'd come back this year, and if we got a chance at them again, we'd put them away, and we did.
We can talk about the skill, we can talk about the fitness, and all those are true. We can talk about the determination and physicality. But the other thing is the composure these girls have. And as you say, that doesn't come overnight, Conor.
Pat, that's years in the making. And we've had heartbreak. We've had under 16 finals and minor finals with Fika Kilanina. We've had our heartbreak.
Right.
We've come back, we've learned from it, and you could see, although they're young ladies, the viewers are hurling behind them, and they were composed in the finish, and they were able to take the shots when it mattered, We went for the goals when they were on, and that stood to us, and that got us over the line.
Very well done, Conor. It's a freezing day, I know. Ethan Power was the ascending forward for Scariff O'Connell. He's here at the top to us, and of course, he gets a chill here in the bitter November wind. Aoife, congrats again. What a day. Added to great days already this year.
Yeah, definitely. We knew when we won the Munster final there 2 weeks ago that we still weren't finished this year. We had an under-21 title to fulfil, and we remembered from last year that in the dying moments of the game, Aoife Kilmona got a goal to beat us, and we didn't want to leave here today without that win. So we knew what was required. We knew Aoife Kilmona are a great side. I mean, they're going for 5 in a row. We respect them so much. But I think our work rate again today got us over the line. The younger girls, I thought, especially, were outstanding. The likes of Alva Rogers, Tina Mack, them girls who haven't been starting on the senior team, really showed today that they're fighting for their places as well next January. So
I think you said something, a key there was the fact you respected Aoife Kilmona so much, because if you didn't respect them, they were going to take you today. They were so dangerous, a few times they broke inside. But your composure at all ends, and I saw you back in your own square defending in the last few minutes there yourself and clearing the ball 60 yards out. But where does that composure come from? You know, it's something you can train.
Yeah, I think this year we definitely gained more experience. I mean, we played Aoife Kilmona in so many semi-finals and finals in the last 3-4 years. We've lost out to them by 4 or 5 points. But today I think we had that experience. And we never panic. We stay calm. And even at the end there when we had to go back defending, I might not really know what I was doing back in the defence. But the girls around you help you out. And we all just work for one another and stay composed.
Aoife, facing a big final on the field today after being clear of the match in the Munster final yourself and the county final and all the other top games you've played. You've handled that well. Will you be able to handle another night of celebrations, do you think?
I don't know about that, but we'll have a go at it anyway.
Congratulations, Aoife. Thanks for joining us. I know it's cold, so you have to go in and change and don't get a flu. We'll need you for January. Well done. Now, back to Breed again before we finish, and Leo's rejoined us again. Breed, I don't know, we keep repeating it over and over, but these are absolutely magical times for Clare Camogie in any man's language.
They are indeed, and like when you see a club making a breakthrough, and so many breakthroughs in the 1 year. And I know I sound like a broken record when I say this. It's brilliant. It's massive for Scariff O'Connell to make the win. But it's the other clubs who are looking on. It lifts them up and they see a club making the breakthrough and they say, do you know what, Ned? They apply themselves. They put in the work rate. If we do that, we could make the breakthrough and we can win something big and we can have a momentous year where the trophy cabinet is going to need to be extended by the end of it. And that's what Scariff O'Connell have done this year. They've built on the work they've done in previous years and they've taken it a step further and they've shown the whole county that they are now the standard bearers of Camogie in the banner. And I congratulate them for the work they've done. I've watched them for the past number of years and you knew it was always there. And it was almost like they were nearly afraid to take that final step. Well, by God, they have taken that step and they've stamped their authority all over Clare Camogie 2019. Munster. Some of us will remember 2019 as being a year of extra time. I think this year, in 15, 30 years' time, when people are looking back, 2019 will be the year of Scariff O'Connell.
One other quick thing before we go over, before I go back to Leo. Joe O'Donnell in his address there mentioned a statistic that I thought was absolutely amazing. 630 Camogie matches played and clear this year. Yes. That's fantastic. I mean, that's an unreal statistic. And that shows, you know, the hidden work that's going on. I know the matches are played in public, but to get them played and organised and refed and pitches and everything else and sorted, unbelievable.
And
can I interrupt 1 second? I walked this pitch on Wednesday. I said, no way is it playable, but it's some performance. Whoever walked on it to get this pitch right today, it was unbelievable. Yeah. I walked. Joe, I did. I came in through the wire to walk it. Don't worry about it, Brian. You have me on camera. Camera, good luck.
Pat Pinot there proving his burglary potential there, breaking into a hard fence to get into. But Brian, I did echo what Pat has said already. We mentioned in the comments 3 or 4 times. Great credit, everybody. But that's about all the games played. What a credit to Clare Camogie.
It is, and like I mean, credit. She's not here today, unfortunately. She wasn't able to be here. That credit. A lot of it has to go to our fixtures secretary, Mary-Louise Kaiser, and the fixtures committee that work with her, because I was on that fixtures committee, and I'll tell you this much, I nearly broke the door trying to get out of the room. It's not the easiest committee to be on, and that 630, I'll just point this out to you, That's championship games and league games. That doesn't include under-11 league, under-12 league, or the go games that are played by under-8s and under-10s. So you're probably looking at maybe over 1,000 games. It's phenomenal to be providing that kind of a support for the young women of County Clare, and I, for one, am just proud to be involved in it. It's marvellous, and to be able to give that back to people is brilliant.
Well, you're more than involved, Rita. I wanted to say we did, Leo and myself, and Leo thought up about doing our commentary. We did say we wanted to say thanks to you and for everybody all the year for everything we've done, for making our job easier, trying to broadcast and bring the games to players at home in both Camogie and Hurling all the year with venues, information, facilities, everything we asked for. Thanks a million. You've had a fantastic year. Well deserved. And thanks for joining us. I'm going to hand back to Leo now before he heads off back to Scariff and maybe mightn't be in a position to talk to anybody in like 6 hours' time. Leo, I said to Aoife Power that they'd face huge challenges this year in terms of matches, championship games against really top-class teams, and they've handled them all with aplomb. You know, what's been the secret for you?
I think that, you know, we cover the league final here as we cover a lot of matches in Scariff Bay Community Radio, but if there's one lesson that they ever learned was from the league final, that they let a 10-point defeat go against Aoife Kinlemona. Ever since then, I think Pat Minogue and Jim Minogue with the seniors and Pat again with the under-21s, their work rate and upped, I'd say, by 50 or 60%. There's no doubt about that. And I see that, you know, the amount of clean sheets they've kept in the championship to date. You know, I know Aoife got to run them in the league final, but what a lesson learned. You know, they cut out all chances maybe at source. But I think even a lot of that, and it breeds confidence in the players then, you know. But there's a tremendous bond within the group, and you can see that, you know, different players are standing up on different days. You know, you had the experience of Amy Barrett there today, you know, Kira Dyle at centre-back, you know, the captain, Rachel Morgan, centre-forward, Aoife Power. And then to throw in that with Rachel Daly inside in the goal, the clean sheet in an under-21 final, you know, It just shows the quality of player in goal that Rachel Daly can't get her place in the senior team. And then you have two young guns in the corner forwards. You know, Fiona Mack today, like, she came on in the Munster final. You know, she's going to be pushing help for place to that Ireland semi-final. Alva Rogers, I said one thing, she's only 16 years of age. And as you said about Mack and what a forward he is, and their father was a middle-out forward in his time too. But that goal, the experience to catch a ball and finish the ball like that with composure, you know. And I think Aoife said it there, they kept composed through the whole match. That was a serious battle. That was as hard a game as even the Munster senior finals, to be honest with you. Because in fairness to Aoife Kinlemona, whatever, you know, they were going for 4 in a row today in this, or was it 5 in a row, I think they were going for maybe. But they've been tremendous champions at both senior and under 21. And as I said, I always thought it was an All-Ireland club in Aoife. They will regroup and they will come back again. You know, injuries, they had suffered injuries to their senior team. They had a brilliant under 21 team today. And, you know, maybe that's the end of these. A lot of them are gone over from the 21 next year. Again, a lot of the Scariff are going to team are there again next year for under 21. So who knows? But for today, you know, I think this is what the confidence, winning brings confidence too bad.
Yeah.
You know, and an interesting stat that I heard about Pat Minogue there after the game today is Pat Minogue now has done the double at under 21. He was manager when Scariff won an under 21 A championship, and he's now manager in the management team when Scariff O'Gunlow won an under 21 A Camogie championship. He also has the Clare Cup one, and the only one that he's missing is the senior hurling championship with Scariff, and they were beaten in the final. And who's to say that Pat Minogue won't be back in time with the Scariff hurlers? And, you know, there's no doubt about Pat Minogue being wanted men by a lot of management teams around, you know, he is. But again, you know, experience and what he has done for Scariff O'Gunlow Camogie and for sport in general, you know, he's just a tremendous man. And it was a proud moment for him to see his daughter taking home the under 21 trophy tonight, you know. But again, for all the players and for all the management and for the club as a whole, what a tremendous day. And, you know, I said it to a couple of people after the game, you know, they're in an All-Ireland semi-final. But that was nothing could be further from their minds as they took the field today. You know, it would have put a damper on it, there's no doubt about it, if they had lost today and you're facing back training next Friday night for an All-Ireland semi-final. Because, as I said to you off here, the training for the All-Ireland senior semi-final has started already. You know, they started their campaign last night. So, you know, it's onwards and upwards, and you know, they'll remember 2019 for the rest of their lives. You know, it's like the buses, they don't come around, but when they come in great numbers.
Well, Leo, I just have to reiterate what I said about Pat Finogas. As the one man I associate with Pat Finogas, his absolute passion for the game, and fair play to him in both Camogie and hurling, and his honour today for his family by Rachel captaining and 21 a winning team, and just adding to the Scarborough-Gunnelos and it's memorable, as I think you'd call it. I don't know if that's proper lesson or not. And Leo, the other person, as I say about Tashin, is yourself in your commentaries all year. Unbelievable to be standing beside you as you commentate in these fantastic victories. It is just a pleasure and a joy. So, Owen, another passionate man yourself, I'm going to hand back to you almost immediately now, and say that Scarlett Fogunlow are clear under 21 champions after a tremendous match. A pleasure to be here with Aidan Kilnamona on a scoreline of 2 goals and 13 points to 12 points. That's a 7-point win, well deserved, but at no stage was it certain until Kevin Walsh blew the final whistle, the birthday boy. So Owen, we've had a fantastic year out commentating on various games in Camogie and hurling, and again our thanks to all the technical people and all the engineering and sound people, including yourself on many occasions, for all your assistance and all your expertise. Owen, much appreciated. So with that, from a pretty chilly Father McNamara Park here in just outside is on the Dura Road, back to you in the studio, Owen.
Pat and Leo, thanks for that. What a day to celebrate inside in Ennis. There's going to be a bonfire burning in the hills of Scariff and the Gunnelow again tonight as the ladies come back from Ennis to celebrate locally with their fans and with their families.